Well, again, Your Excellency, the Prime Minister of Hungary, Your Royal Highness, Commissioner Professor Lovas of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences and a great host to this World Science Forum, Excellencies, dear partners and friends in this great endeavor, which is called the World Science Forum, ladies and gentlemen, I have the great honor and immense privilege to address you all today on the occasion of the seventh session of the World Science Forum. And I also deliver, of course, my message on behalf of Ms. Irina Bokova, the Director General of UNESCO, who could not be with us today because in Paris at the same time the General Conference has just opened yesterday with 195 member states, but she will have the opportunity and pleasure to contribute to the closing session of this forum. With the motto of this World Science Forum, the enabling power of science, has already been debated in this very room today, in this afternoon. And in the next 4 days, participants in the forum will have the opportunity to articulate this motto and to illustrate the full potential of this very powerful message. Why are we here today and the coming days? We come to Budapest not only because it is a beautiful city, but with an important mission, notably to explain what science can do to fully realize the new 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. As we are all aware, this new universal, comprehensive, and most ambitious agenda is to guide all human action between present and 2030, having implications on the main dimensions of sustainable development. For the first time, the economic, social, environmental pillars of sustainable development are completely intertwined with the humanitarian and security mandate of the UN. But the new agenda is for all stakeholders to implement, not just the UN and its member states. And science, technology, innovation, and engineering have a crucial role to play in its realization. Moreover, the interface of science with policy and increasingly the practice of science diplomacy, one of the main activities of UNESCO, are recognized as also contributing to sustainable development. More concretely, this forum inscribes itself in a tradition of gatherings and reflections which started in 1999 in the city of Budapest with the World Conference on Science. Since then, importance of science has only grown. The world has become interconnected and ICT's application could be developed only thanks to underpinning scientific discoveries. Thanks to science, the complex dynamics of climate system and human-induced climate change is being unfolded. We understand now more profoundly the impacts of institutions on social organization, the transformation of society following regional and global phenomena such as migration, or how poverty should be tackled by using science to analyze such issues rather than political judgment. We are now in a position to start dealing with disaster risk reduction in ways that scientific knowledge can meet the needs of those being affected by earthquakes, landslides, tsunamis. There is an opportunity and perhaps the need to revisit the conduct of science. This entails considerations related to the status of scientific researchers and perhaps research itself, as reflected in the current intergovernmental consultations of the UNESCO 1974 recommendation on the status of scientific researchers. The UN Secretary General's Scientific Advisory Board, which is hosted by UNESCO, has repeatedly stated that the adequate funding for research needs to be mobilized throughout the whole continuum, spanning from fundamental all the way to applied research and technology. Quite bluntly, strong economies rely on strong and well-funded science. Science offers elegant effective and often inexpensive solutions to problems at the nexus of, for example, water, food and energy. And science in itself is a venue for public engagement where everyone can express his or her views on how science can inspire people to meet their own aspirations. And science can also enable politicians to unpack complex problems. As much as politicians can make scientists understand the relevance of their work beyond the meaning of scientific knowledge in itself. Scientists federate across borders and countries, and science informs the contents of educational programs and curricula. In science, and in essence, science could be called a public good, which will enable and drive in realizing the new vision for humanity reflected in the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. In a few days' time, at UNESCO's headquarters in Paris, the 2015 issue of UNESCO's Science Report towards 2030 will be launched. The launching comes at the end of a landmark year 2015, which will have seen, inter alia, a renewed plan of action on disaster risk reduction, a new climate agreement, the Nagoya Plan for Action on Education for Sustainable Development, and, of course, the 2030 Agenda. I therefore hope that you will share my sense of urgency and responsibility in relation to the declaration which will emerge from this forum and which will help us all, those who put science in action, to frame the science agenda in the years to come. I thank you for your kind attention. I'm looking forward to see you not only in Paris for COP21, but then in 2 years' time in Jordan. Thank you.